Welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS Polyethylene Polypropylene Podcast. I'm Tracy Dang with the ISIS News Team. I'm here with Michelle Klump, who is our U.S. Polymers Editor. Hi, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about what is happening in the U.S. polyethylene market right now.
Hi, Tracy. Well, we ended up with another split settlement for February contract prices, with most film grades settling flat, while high-density polyethylene blow molding and injection grades saw around a 4 cent per pound increase. The split occurred when Nova Chemicals and Formosa Plastics agreed to a flat settlement for all polyethylene grades for February. Other producers met the competitors on the film grades, but ignored them for the high-density material. Now, producers will attempt to push through a 4 cent per pound increase for film grades in March.
Margins seem pretty low, strong right now. What is driving the increase?
Yes, margins are definitely very strong right now, particularly with very low ethane prices. However, producers point out that spot ethylene prices are still relatively high and producer inventory levels are lower than normal for this time of year. Producers have announced another price increase of 4 cents per pound for all grades for April 1. That additional price increase is based on the number of ethylene cracker turnarounds scheduled for April and May, and the assumption that ethylene will be tight during those months. Buyers are a little more skeptical that producers will be able to implement those increases.
Let's switch to the polypropylene market for a minute. What's happening to the prices there?
Well, prices appear to be headed down. The March propylene contract settled down by 6 cents per pound, and it appears that the polypropylene market will make a similar move. The price drop will be the first drop this year for polypropylene. Since December, U.S. PP prices have risen by 31%, or a total of about 21.5 cents per pound.
What's behind the price drop there?
The price drop for propylene was based on weaker polymer-grade propylene spot prices, as well as propylene inventories, which have started to build again. It's actually a little less than the market participants were expecting. Initially, they thought that prices might drop by around 10 cents per pound or more, but some market participants suggested that PP producers wanted to limit the amount of the decrease so they don't lose more money on inventory built when feedstock prices were higher.
So what will a 6 cent per pound price drop do for polypropylene demand?
Not much. Buyers are still anticipating a much larger drop in April and into May, with prices hitting their bottom sometime during the summer months. Buyers have said that they will buy only as needed until prices hit their bottom to avoid building up high-priced inventory.
Well, thanks for the update, Michelle.
Thank you, Tracy. I'm sure we'll talk again soon for another edition of the ISIS Pep Talk.